First Timothy, chapter 2. I therefore desire, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, especially for kings, and all those who are in positions of secular authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all reverent respect for God and honesty. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to be coming to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and also one mediator between God and men, the Anointed One, Jesus, who is himself a man. It is he who gave himself as a ransom for all, who was martyred at the appointed time. This is the message of which I was appointed a herald and a sent one. I speak the truth. I am not lying. A teacher of the Gentiles concerning faith and truth. I desire, therefore, that men everywhere pray, lifting up holy hands, without getting angry with each other and having arguments. In the same tone of holiness, women should dress themselves in modest apparel, having reverence and restraint, not seeking attention with braided hair and gold, or pearls, or expensive clothes. Instead, they should clothe themselves with good works, which is appropriate for women professing a reverent respect for God. Let a woman learn in quietness with all subjection. Moreover, I do not permit a woman to teach or to have dominion over a man, but to be quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into sin. But they will be saved through childbearing, if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control. That is good judgment. This is the end of 2 Timothy chapter 2.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.